going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is $100 radio. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. Television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU of Psychology East Orange. My name is Chris T. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. Tonight begins the first in what may be a series on the family. I've been thinking a lot about this because the holidays are coming up and you think about your family. Well, let's just go right to the phone, shall we? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi, Nubiles.
How'd you know it was us? Well, actually, it's only one of us.
The phone lights up and says Nubiles when you call in.
Is this the guy that gave us that name?
This is the guy.
What's your name?
Wow.
Chris.
Chris what?
Chris the namer.
Chris T.
Isn't Fabio supposed to be on now?
No, Fabio comes on at 7.
Oh, man.
Listen, gals, do you want to get with the theme of the program, or do you want to just call and listen to yourselves on the air?
No, we want to get with the theme of the program.
All right, let's talk about your dad, then.
All right.
What is it you like about your dad?
He's my father.
Well, I mean, but what qualities of his do you admire? See, we're going to do a series
provider?
Of... We're going to do a series of programs on lineage. Which means, you know, like, what you would like to pass on to your children, what qualities of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So answer the question.
What do I like about my dad? He's very nice.
He's a nice man.
He's a nice man and a good provider.
Yeah.
And what else?
He's efficient and...
He's not like Laura Palmer's father.
No, not at all.
Okay. He doesn't sneak into your room late at night.
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess he's a good dad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are those the only qualities you want to pass on about him to your children?
I don't want to pass on qualities about him to my children.
Well, I mean, you know, where do you get your ideas of what life is about and like? If you don't get them from your parents.
No.
Okay, from the... What men on the street, what qualities of those men on the street that you've met you would like to pass on to your children? Or the guys you go to school with?
I don't want to have children.
Well, when you do.
I never...
Nubiles?
What?
I have to end this conversation.
I'm sorry, I'll answer your questions.
I'm sorry too.
Why?
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile when he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll call him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna call him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll call the man love. Yes, I will.
Okay, well, you know the rule on this program is that I start out talking about something from my past in order to get you to talk about something from your past or present. It's not really a hard thing. But it is a little strange, you'd have to admit. My father and I, we don't really have a very good relationship. We haven't talked in about 2 years. I haven't seen him in that long. And last time I did see him, it didn't really go too well. He is, I guess, around 54, 55, I'm not really sure. He's married to his third wife. Living about 4 hours from here, has his own business, and really that's about all I know about him. Oh, he smokes a pipe, and last time I saw him, he had a mustache. But outside of that, he's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside of an enigma. And what I know about him, when I gathered about my father while we were growing up, are really impressions more than anything else. There are no facts that I can relate. I know that he was good with his hands. He made his living as a mechanic and could fix anything. If it was broken, he could make it run again. I know that when we were growing up, he was working more often than not. So really didn't have time to be around. But I don't know what's going on in his head. I have no idea what he was thinking when he had his children. And I really don't know that it's important. At this stage of life. Because, to be honest with you, no reconciliation is forthcoming. And I've recently realized that that's okay. But I've played a little game with myself, which is, what would I say to him if I was having a really honest discussion? And I would like you to play the same little game, using me as the father figure. And it's really easy. All you have to do is call 201-678-7743. You know, because it's right around the holidays once again, at the time that you would be talking to your parents on the phone anyway. Telling them what your holiday plans are, right? Except for those of you who are still living at home. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the air. You're on the air, sir. I don't think he realized it till the very last moment. 201-678-7743. And remember, when I say you're on the air or welcome to the air, I mean what I say. There's none of that tomfoolery going on in this program that you'll find on other radio programs. Like this. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Dad?
Yes, son. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, when are you coming home?
Maybe never.
Can I have some money?
I have no money, son.
I hate you.
Is that it? Is that the conversation you would have with your father? Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Hello, Chris. Hey.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Okay.
This is Uncle EJ.
Hi, EJ. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
EJ, I'm playing your dad today.
Oh, shit.
We're doing a show about family lineage.
Family lineage.
Lineage, right. And we're talking about what qualities you would pass on to your children. And not only that, but, like, I'm playing your dad.
Oh, I see.
Which is probably not a good idea because I know your dad.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you say to your dad if you were going to have an honest discussion with him, keeping in mind we're on the radio?
Oh, no. My real father.
Your real father, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'd ask him, how's he been?
When's the last time you saw your real dad?
Oh, I don't know. When I was about two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two or three. Do you know where he is now?
Yeah, he's driving a truck, I think somewhere out west.
Somewhere out west, okay. But do you have any desire to ever speak to him?
Sure, if I know where he is. I haven't seen him in a while. But yeah, sure, I'd talk to him. I'd ask him how's he been for the past 20-some odd years.
What else would you say?
I'd ask him how everything was going and all of this stuff. I don't know, I'd make sure that he was, me and him, you know, were pretty cool with each other.
Would you ask him what kind of truck he was driving?
Yeah, sure I would, you know. He's probably driving like a Mac or something, or an International.
So how do you feel about family at this time of the year? The holidays are coming up. What goes through your mind?
Well, these days...
And I've been around to your family on Christmas, too. This is funny.
Yeah. Well, these days, it's very, very scattered as far as the family is concerned, because we don't, you know, I mean, everyone's in their own little corners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as families are concerned, I don't know. You know, I stop in and I see whatever relatives are you know, still obliging to me. Other than that, I really don't speak much to them. But I do wish them the best of anything, you know.
For the holiday season.
Sure, of any time. But I mean, whatever I would try to express to them would be, would be heartfelt. But I don't know how deep it really penetrates, so I just don't deal with it too much, you know.
Any plans for Final Solution for the holiday season? Any holiday shows?
No. We've got some... I'm doing a few shows here, but not with Final Solution, man. That came to, like, an immediate halt.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
But there should be something new in the works involving, I don't know, some musicians. It should be pretty good, but... Yeah, I like to play right around Christmas time. I noticed that... Everyone leaves the city on Christmas time. And if you want me to tell you a really heartfelt story.
Okay.
Okay. It's about five Christmases ago. I was kicking around on First Avenue, and I didn't want to see any of my relatives, and I don't think they wanted to see me at that point. So I spent most Christmases and New Year's and Thanksgivings by myself. Well, it's right around Christmas time. I went to an old diner that I knew, and they had they had a Christmas special dinner. So I ordered that for myself, and I was sitting there in a booth listening to the radio, and the guy was making the dinner for me. And this family came in. It was an older man and a woman and two kids, and they were dressed up. You know, pretty nice, you know, just nice enough, you know. I mean, you can tell that the guy, he took the suit out of the closet or something, you know, it still had wrinkles and the creases and all that. And, he sat there and he was, he ordered like the same thing I did, and he ordered it for his family. And he had himself a beer, and I was just sitting there, and I was, you know, just like, not watching him, but just like, you know, I was, you know, I saw how this guy really cared about, like, his family there. And he didn't have much to, he brought them to a diner as opposed to a restaurant.
Okay.
So anyway, we were both eating our meals. We both mind our own business and all that. And I went into the bathroom, and I was in the stall, and he came in. And I had come out, and I noticed that he was going through his wallet. And I think he was making sure that he had enough money to cover the whole meal. And that story that I told you about him just having these two little kids and his wife and himself in this dumpy old restaurant on Avenue, First Avenue, it sort of brought back a lot of things about what Christmas really should mean and how family should be. I mean, here's a guy who probably, you know, maybe makes minimum wage, maybe he's unemployed, who knows what his story is, but he did his very best to make his family happy and comfortable that Christmas Eve. You know, they weren't eating at Tavern on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were at a place that most people would just come in to buy a cup of coffee or a quick sandwich. That's what they made it, you know, and they made it the best dinner amongst themselves that they could possibly have. I mean, they were having fun. I mean, they didn't care. And the snow was outside. And it was just I just felt very, very heartfelt when I saw that. But it means that the family, the essence of a family does exist. And you don't need a two-car garage, and you don't need a suburban housewife, you know, and you don't need a mall. You don't need any of that stuff to really enjoy yourself at Christmas.
Wait a minute. Go back one step. You need a mall.
The mall.
You need the mall. You must have the mall.
No, you don't need the mall.
Oh, you need the mall.
I need Woolworths.
How could you have Christmas without the mall?
What about the Woolworths?
What about 14th Street?
What about... There you go, 14th Street.
That's a better than a mall.
Sure it is.
Hey, I suddenly became Chico Marx for a minute. I said, that's a better than a mall. I don't know what the hell happened just then, EJ. That was strange.
But it was a good... It's a good story.
That's a nice Christmas story. That's really... I could picture you sitting there, and I could picture the snow coming down outside.
Yeah.
And I could picture you watching this man and saying, that man really loves his family. That's very nice.
Yeah.
You know?
You know,
and having these warm feelings come over you.
Yeah, the smell of smoked ham is in the air, and the snow is coming down, and it's late, and he's there with his kids, and the kids are
happy. So nice that you can go outside of yourself. Instead of saying, gee, I feel bad for myself, you're saying, I feel happy for that man. That's very nice.
Yeah, sure.
You know? That's good. That's very good. That's what Christmas is about, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. You know, and he went to the bathroom. You know, the way he was, he went to the bathroom, you know, and he made sure he had enough money. You know, I mean, like, he, like...
I thought the story was going to end with you saying that, like, I hit him and took his wallet and ran out of the restaurant.
Yeah, and
that would be like...
I blew away the white kid. Yeah. I killed everyone.
I went and spent this money at Show World.
No, but I have another story about Show World, too. About
that. Oh, okay. Christmas story about Show World. Christmas at Show World. Let's hear it.
Me and a good friend of mine from Queens, Ditto. Me and my friend Ditto and this guy Mike that we know. We were just three losers. And we had nothing. We were like, it was either Christmas or Thanksgiving. We were all ostracized by the entire, all of our families. And we met up... somewhere down, like, near Broadway, right where the New York Newsday building is. And it was just the three of us, and it was cold, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't have nothing to do. And it was just like it was Thanksgiving night, and...
was this Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I can't remember. It was it was very cold. I think it was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
This is a Christmas Eve a few years back before the story I just told before. Anyway, we were there and we were just like we're saying to ourselves, "Look at us! Look at it! You know how bad can it get?" So we decided what should we do? And they go, "I don't know. I mean, like, what do you want to go drink?" They like, well, they don't drink, so they were like, "No." I go, "Do you want to get like something to eat?" They're like, "We don't have any money." And I go, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I go, "Well, we're here on 42nd Street. What do you want to do?" I go, "I don't know." So we went into, we went to Show World, and, we gave up our last money
mm-hmm.
to see some naked women.
Now that's Christmas to me. That's
and,
Christmas.
we tried to tip as best as possible. But,
right.
You know, back then, about 5 years ago, the tips were kind of cheaper, and everything was kind of cheaper there, too. And I mean, that's even before I even worked there, you know. I just was a customer before.
You were just a customer. Just another customer.
Just another customer.
So were the girls nicer on Christmas Eve?
Back then, they were.
Mm.
You know, that Christmas Eve, they were definitely... They were definitely nice that night, but yeah, you know, I mean, people I think sort of open up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
On Christmas, right around Christmas, I was explaining this to my friend of mine.
Hey, have you seen It's a Wonderful Life yet? I know they started showing it on Thanksgiving, but have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet, but you know, they colorize it these days.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't like to watch it. But I probably will watch it once or twice this season, you know. I like to watch Miracle.
I see it once every season.
I like Miracle on 34th Street better.
I could take or leave that movie, but I must see It's a Wonderful Life once every holiday season just to know what it's supposed to be like and just to look at Potterville and say I'd really like to live there someday.
Yeah, well, I think Jimmy Stewart is all right, but I think Jimmy Cagney should have played the part instead of Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Cagney, get out of here, really?
Yeah, then he comes in and like machine guns like half the people of that town.
Well, thanks, EJ. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Really. Right. You have a look, if I don't see you, you have a wonderful holiday season.
Yule too.
Yule too. Bye.
Bye bye.
All right, the number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
It's about an issue.
An issue?
Yeah. Do you think that it's right for George Bush to send troops into Somalia?
Sure, why not? He hasn't been reelected and he's probably upset, so why not?
But why should he do that? It's like right before Christmas.
Oh, so what?
But listen, I have another
You think
point.
It's going to change his Christmas at all?
No, I don't care about him.
He'll have an old-fashioned Christmas in Connecticut.
Listen, why should we go to help it's nice that we're going to help another country, but don't you think we should deal with, like, people starving in our own country first?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
I just thought I'd call you and tell you that.
Well, I'm glad you did. You know, that's what this program is for you to express your views and your concerns.
Don't you think I'm right, though? He shouldn't do that.
I think he's absolutely in the wrong.
He is, and I'm glad he's not going to be our president anymore.
Me too.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling and sharing that with us. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
this is your dad.
You're my dad?
I'm playing your dad for this one day. Wow, is that what you'd do to your dad? You'd hang up on your dad? Hi. Hello. Son, welcome to the air. Daughter? I make this great offer. My offer still stands. For the next 32 minutes, I'm your dad at 201-678-7743. Your radio father. Hello, welcome to the air. I'm your dad.
Yeah, hello. Hey. Where's Erwin been? Is this Erwin? I just tuned in.
Hi, son.
Who's this, Erwin?
I'm your dad.
How you doing?
Okay, what did you want to say to me, son?
Huh?
Son, what did you want to say to me?
No, is this Erwin?
Hi, this is your dad. Hello? Son, speak to me. Hello? This is your dad.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Okay, son. How have you been?
Oh, I have a question for you, Dad.
Sure, son.
This is Mike from Hoboken. Dad.
Mike, how are you?
How come girls don't have penises?
Well, you see, son, it's like this. God, he made men, and then he made women.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And he made them so that they would fit together and produce children.
What's produce?
You know, well, son,
yeah?
How would you like my Playboy magazine collection?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Son?
Dad?
Let's go watch a football game.
I don't like football. I like girls.
Okay, well, let's talk about girls then, son.
Dad?
Sure, son.
Is produce the same as be fruitful and multiply?
You've got it, son. Exactly right.
Can I do that to girls?
Go ask your mother.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks for calling, son. Hello, welcome to the air.
Can I do the role-playing thing?
Sure. This is your dad.
Okay. Well, Dad, you know...
What's your name?
I'm Ellen.
Okay, we'll start over again. Wait a minute, I just picked up the phone. And you say, hello, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ellen. How have you been?
Oh, good. Well, I you don't even, it's not, it's funny to, like, talk to you over the phone, Dad, because we, you know, I still live with you and Mom, but, I thought I'd give you a call anyway.
Okay. And what did you want to say, Ellen?
Well, you know, you're a nice guy and everything, but why do you always insult everybody? Or, you know, you're like this classic Gemini type, you know, sometimes you're cracking jokes and, you know, Mr., you know, happy-go-lucky, and then you turn around and you're, like, really nasty to everybody. And you say really nasty digs.
Well, what did I say that upset you so much, Ellen?
Well, I don't know. It's just in the theme of things, but, you know, you'll say things, if you get mad at something, you say, like, that was so stupid. You're so stupid, and things like that.
Well, I think it's probably because I'm very insecure and I have a need to cut down others. And, you know, I was young when I had you. And you're
no,
I was older when I had you. So I guess it's because I don't know why I do what I do, but I just know that I love you, Ellen. You're my daughter and I love you.
Gee, and especially that was real inspiring, Dad.
And especially at this holiday season, I just want you to know that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What would you like to do for the holiday?
I'd just like to have the best Christmas we could have.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah we could have.
Oh yeah? What do you plan to do?
I'll tell you what, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get those rotten Gentiles to take that nativity scene out of the middle of town, because I'm so sick and tired of driving into this town and seeing that nativity scene.
Oh,
what's
wrong
with these people? Don't they understand that there's Jews in this world too?
That's right. Dad, why don't you insult them instead of me?
That's right, Ellen, let's do that. Let's march down to City Hall and tell them I'm a Jew and I'm proud. And I'm sick of looking at your nativity scene.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go, you and I. Father and daughter.
What are we going to bring for along the way?
Ellen, haven't I told you not to be on the phone this long? You're running up the phone bill again? What is this?
But, you know, I pay for it.
Oh, okay. I
and
forgot.
And, Dad, how come you insisted? Now, this is a dumb thing from years ago, but why did you insist on getting AM radio only for the car, for the family car?
Hey, what's wrong with AM radio, huh?
It's nothing but AM.
Yeah, so what's not on AM radio? You can get anything you want on AM radio. There's classical music, there's heavy metal music, there's sports programs, there's,
you can't get
there's
FMU on,
talk
on
programs.
AM, Dad.
What's FMU? Who cares, FMU?
You
who
know
knows?
That station I sent money to once a year?
Yeah, and you should stop that.
Oh, yeah? Why? It's not tax deductible?
No, it is. That's good. Ellen, listen, I gotta go now.
Okay.
But you remember, you're my daughter.
Okay, I will remember that.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Why would you want to get rid of the nativity scene in the town?
Hey, that was between me and my daughter, okay?
No, but I'm really religious, and I don't like that kind of stuff.
What does nativity scenes have to do with being really religious?
Well, because that just, like, shows the spirit of Christmas.
How can you... what do you mean? What do you... Son, let me ask you something. Let me play your dad for a minute. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
What does a nativity scene have to do with the spirit of Christmas?
Because it shows little Jesus and everything.
So what?
So that's nice.
Well, look, what do you think God thinks of those nativity scenes?
I think God likes them a lot.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, if you like nativity scenes, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
You're my son and I love you.
Okay.
Get out of here. Hello, welcome to the air. I'm your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you tell me how children are made?
Yes, I can. I can, but first, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get your mother together, and we'll talk to you together.
No.
No, really. I think your mother should be there for this.
No, remember Mom left?
Huh?
Remember she left us?
What?
Remember Mom left us?
When?
Last week, remember?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
She's gone?
She's gone. Forever. She ran off with another man.
Why are you saying this? Are you trying to hurt me?
No, I need you to tell me how children are made.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll wait till Mom gets back.
She's not coming back.
How do you know she's not coming
back? Because she ran off with another man. She's not coming back to us.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how children are made then.
All right.
See, what happens is... See, the man... Okay, you know the birds and the bees?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so like the bee buzzes and buzzes and buzzes around the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later it lands.
Mm-hmm.
on the stamen and deposits some sperm or pollen or something. And 9 months later, there's a baby.
Oh.
Thanks.
The stork doesn't bring it?
Thanks for having this discussion, daughter.
Fine.
Hi, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Hi, Dad. I was listening to you talk to that your other daughter before.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was the same one. I couldn't hear that because I had my radio turned down.
Right.
And I wish that you were a little kinder.
What did I say that was unkind?
I was very upset when you said that we shouldn't be sending troops to Somalia because we should feed all the people here at home first before we worry about the millions of people who are dying.
Oh, okay. You thought that I was being unkind?
I thought that was extremely unkind.
You mean for me or for my daughter?
Well, if both of you were... I thought you were in complete agreement with your daughter. Or were you just...
Well, I have to do that. She's my daughter. I have to agree with her.
Did you really agree with her?
No, not really.
I wasn't sure if you really agreed with her.
I'll tell you honestly, I just wanted to get her off the phone.
I thought you might have just wanted her to get off the phone.
Yeah. She's not my favorite daughter, okay?
No, she's not my favorite and I sister found, either.
I found it's a lot easier to agree with her than to try to get into any kind of political discussion. I mean, I just don't discuss politics with her. Or religion, for that matter.
She is my sister. You're the daughter.
You're the daughter I can come and talk to about that stuff. I could talk to you about politics and religion. But her I talk to about, you know, how's your car running and
her hairstyle.
And her hair and stuff.
How do we remedy that?
Well, let's begin now. Let's start anew.
Okay.
Let's say that this is the first time we've actually talked. What is it you want to ask me, son?
All kinds of stuff about the family, you know, like where we came from, you know, what do we do, you know?
Son, it's best you don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
You really don't want to know.
Okay. There's no, like, you know, family trade secrets or anything you can pass on? Any words of wisdom?
I'll be honest with you, we have bad feet and bad teeth. And you probably know that by now.
Yeah, my feet stink and my teeth are falling out.
So you've realized that by now.
Yeah.
You know probably that there's a history of lunacy in the family.
Yeah.
Hopefully you won't be touched by it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to know, son?
I think you've pretty much wrapped it up.
We come from a long line of failures. I'll be completely honest with you about that. And, son, we're putting all our hopes on your shoulders that you will not continue on in that same fashion, that you will be the success in this family, the one success. Because God knows I couldn't do it.
You know, it's little chats like this, I'm sure, that deal with, you know, help.
That have traumatized you, I know, son.
Well, not only that, but I think it keeps that national suicide count up during the holidays.
Son, I just want us to have the best Christmas we could have.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, let's pretend I'm George Bailey.
George Bailey?
Yeah.
You mean the Bailey Irish Cream heir?
No, George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, right. Colorized or black and white, George?
Black and white George Bailey, of course.
Oh, okay.
Now, if I was George Bailey, I would just hug you and say, let's have the best Christmas ever.
And what do I say? God bless us, everyone?
Yeah, that's good. Let's try it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's have the best Christmas ever.
God bless us, everyone.
Excellent. I feel so good now.
Me
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks, son.
Okay, bye, Dad.
Did I ever tell you you make me proud? Hello, welcome to the air. It's your dad. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Daughter, what is it? Speak to me.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Why did you molest me?
I'm a sick person. I'm a sick man. I don't know why. I really should get help.
You really should.
Yeah.
And especially around Christmas time. And I just called you to let everyone know out there that they're not alone. And that I have no idea what you were going through or what you had to do that you felt the need to molest me. But now I'm ruined for life. And I'm going to be in therapy the rest of my life, so I just want to say thank you, and I hope you have a really Merry Christmas. And hi, Chris, Bill, and Paul.
Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi,
I was just wondering, did you ever cheat on Mom? Because, I mean, she cheated on you, but I never was sure if you cheated on her.
She cheated on me?
You knew, yeah. Mm-hmm. You knew that.
What?
She what?
For about 5 years. Like, you knew about it. And, like, once in a while I'd get kind of pissed off about it, but other times you really wouldn't say anything about it.
Okay, I'm playing along, right? So I have to play along like I knew. Tell you the truth, no, son. I never did cheat on your mother. There were many times I wanted to, especially after I found out that she was cheating on me because I wanted to get back at her.
You wanted to get back at her?
Yeah, but then I would look at your mother's face and I'd remember all the reasons I fell in love with her. And I couldn't bring myself to do it. I just couldn't. Because I truly love her. And I just don't think that two wrongs make a right. I mean, we've had problems in our marriage, sure.
So you still, I mean, you still had your, it's because you still were interested in sex. It
sure.
It wasn't because, like, okay. So you were still having sex with Mom at the time?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I feel kind of strange discussing this with you.
Well, you know, you said you pretty much you'd want to talk about anything.
Yeah, we're having a very open adult discussion,
yeah.
Sure.
But now that I'm old enough to talk about this stuff with you.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean...
I'm old enough to help to cheat on my own wife.
I wouldn't advise that, son. I would really tell you to think twice before doing that. Think about the reasons you first got together with her and try to, you know, try to bring that feeling back somehow.
So you don't feel it made your marriage with Mom stronger?
What?
You know, her, you know, having this thing, this problem, and then you both kind of work it out together.
I wish I could say yes, but, you know, I would be lying if I did. I think that we weathered it. It was like a storm. But we came through it, okay?
No, yeah, you did. It's true. It's true. So, Mom didn't give you any disease or anything like that?
No, son, she didn't.
Okay, that's good.
I really think we should end this conversation now, son. And get back to the dinner table.
Okay, Dad.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey,
this
Dad?
This is your dad. Yes, hi, son.
Dad, I just wanted to say I'm never going to forgive you for what you did on my birthday.
Son. Son.
Yes.
What did I do?
You probably don't remember because you were so drunk. It was horrible, Dad.
What did I do, son?
Dad, I had a sleepover party that night. And you came in really drunk. And you told my friends you were going to put on a circus act. And you pull out your thing and you say, "I'm the Elephant Man," and you start screaming, you know, "Nah, nah, 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 nah." And you're running around and it was embarrassing. And I just... could never forgive you for that.
I'm sorry, son.
Well,
please try to find it in your heart to forgive me.
Well, it's the Christmas spirit, and
I'll give you a car.
Make amends with you. Well, that's okay.
Any car you'd like.
Well, I'd like a Dodge Viper, Dad, to be honest.
It's yours, son.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad. I'll give you a call again.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the air. It's your dad.
It's my dad?
Yeah, hi.
Hold on.
Son?
Dad?
Son, turn down the radio. Hello, welcome to the air. It's your dad.
Hey, Dad?
Yes.
I have a problem at school.
I thought I solved that little problem of yours.
Well, the thing is, you know, the kids that live on the other side of the railroad tracks?
Uh-huh.
They got a Ferrari. And you make me drive this 68 Chevy.
Son... when I was your age, I had to walk to school. I would count my blessings if I was you, and I told you never to come in here while I'm shaving. Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Yeah, how come, Dad, and how come now you have 16-year-old girls calling you when you used to have 15-year-old boys? I think it's a move up in the world, Pop, but, you know, what made the change? How come? 2 years
Son,
ago,
if you want to talk seriously with me, we'll talk seriously. If you're going to have these frivolous... one-sided discussions, I don't think I should indulge you as your father.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good thing, Dad, that you've moved up and all of a sudden you have 16-year-old women calling
Son,
you.
Son, don't make me repeat myself. You'll make me angry, okay?
Well, sorry, Dad.
All right. Go to your room. Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Son, haven't I told you not to talk with food in your mouth?
Yeah, but you picked up the phone when I was eating.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, Dad?
Yes, son.
Okay, why... I want to know why you spoiled me and beat up my older brother.
Well, your brother reminded me so much of myself. I think that I was beating up myself all those years.
Yeah, well, like, the only problem I have with that is that he's all, you beat him straight, you know what I mean? He's all square and he's got a good life now. You told him, you told him a lesson.
You're saying I should have beat you?
Yes.
I don't think so, son.
Come on, Dad, beat me, please.
Son, I don't think that would have made me feel better or you feel better.
But, Dad, it would make me feel really good, please.
Son, I'm sorry. I wish
just
I
once?
Could, I wish I could cave into your demand. I just can't.
I have to be the adult here and say no. I'm sorry.
Right, thanks anyway.
Okay. Hello, this is WFMU at Solid East Orange Aerial View Program, and this is your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
Besides the really painful childhood and the beatings every night at the dinner table, remember when I went away to school for a little while and you had the garden in the backyard? And, you know, back in Arbor Day and when I was in kindergarten, they gave us little trees. And I planted one back there, and it grew to 30 feet. And you waited till I went away to school, and I came home, and you cut it down because you said it shaded the garden too much, and then you retired and left a year later anyway.
I'm sorry, son. What can I say? What can I do to make it up to you?
Nothing. It's over with.
Okay. Let's forget it and move on.
I hate you.
You're going to get that attached to a tree? Hello, this is your dad. Welcome to the air. Hello?
Yeah, is Mom there?
She's in the shower.
Oh. Well, you know, can you get her?
Son, she's in the shower. You know how your mother is about being taken out of the shower to talk on the phone? I can't do that.
Well, why would you offer to talk to me now? You haven't said a decent word to me since the day I was born.
It's the holidays. Hang up on me like that. I'm your father. Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Hi, Dad. Sorry, I can't send you anything for Christmas, but I have to buy a bunch of CDs.
Son, it's okay. I understand.
Sorry about last Christmas, too.
It's all right. Listen.
Sorry about next year, too, but you know I'm a cheap bastard.
Son, it's okay. I love you. You're my son. Right. Let's just have the best Christmas ever.
Are you absolutely sure I'm your son? Sure it wasn't laid by an egg or something?
Son, I would know that chin anywhere.
Oh, can I borrow 100?
If I had it, I'd give it to you. You know I would.
No, you wouldn't.
You're right.
A cheap bastard, too. Where do you think I learned to be cheap?
Son, you don't talk to me that way. I've told you before. Okay? You have a little respect for your old man.
I don't know. I don't respect anyone.
That's your problem. And that will remain your problem. You have no respect for authority, my authority, or anybody else's. Why do you think you're always in trouble with the cops?
I've never been in trouble with the cops.
Oh, that's my other son. I'm sorry.
I don't have a brother. I think you're losing
Listen,
your mind.
Listen, your son,
Alzheimer's disease.
Your brother's on the other line. I gotta go. Hello, welcome to the air. It's your dad.
Look, Dad, about these 16-year-olds, how come you never introduced me to them? You know,
son,
here we are. You always said, like,
son,
father, like,
my
son,
life
you know,
is my life.
The old block. You
son,
know, there I was, you know,
my,
everywhere.
Listen,
out
son, my life is my
and,
life.
Yeah, you were hanging out there. You were, you know, these hot-looking 16-year-olds.
We interrupt this program for an important announcement to listeners near Hillside and Colton. All citizens are warned to be on the lookout for the monster killer who is believed to be in this vicinity. This maniac has left a trail of 3 inhuman murders and is believed heading upstate. We return you now to your program.
Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Look, Dad. We got a lot of problems. First, I got to turn down my radio. Now, look, you listen to me. I'm 30 years old, and I'm still living at home. I went away to school, got a terrific degree, and I can't get a job. And the best you can do at my sister's wedding is accuse me of being an alcoholic.
Son?
You don't know what an alcoholic is. Let me tell you what I've seen. I didn't throw up all over anyone. I didn't do anything. I was not even buzzed. And you call me an alcoholic. Well, I've got news for you. Your nephews were smoking dope in the basement, and I didn't say anything about it. How do you like them apples, Pop?
Okay, listen, son. You're upset, and I can understand why. You're right.
Don't
I was
patronize
out of
me. Don't
I'm
patronize
not patronizing
me.
You, son.
Oh, now you're going to pull the martyr on me.
No.
Okay.
No, I want to have a man-to-man discussion with you.
Okay.
Yes, I think you have a drinking problem. I'm sorry if I called you an alcoholic. I just think that you get drunk far too often. You drink to excess. I mean, and liquor is here for us to enjoy. I mean, that's one of the reasons we have it. But it's not here for us to abuse it.
Come on! That wasn't abuse!
Son, you were...
She had an open bar with 10 cases of free beer!
That doesn't mean you have to drink it all, though. I mean, you have to...
I had 5 or 6 of them!
But, son, look, you... Do you remember what you did?
Yeah!
Okay.
She put me at a table full of lawyers, and she knows how much I hate lawyers.
But it was your sister's wedding. Couldn't you carry yourself with a little bit of composure? Couldn't you have a little bit of...
I did! I didn't talk to anybody!
Well, son, listen. I've got one last thing to say to you, then I really must go. Okay? If I came off a little too harsh, it's because I care about you. I love you.
I hope you die a lingering death of and I want us, cancer.
And I want us to have the best Christmas ever. Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, son.
Hi. Dad, the family's chewing you up. I feel very sorry. I mean, it's time to remember good things, not the hell that we've all been
through. Yeah, can't you remember that time I took us all to Pennsylvania and we stayed for a week?
Yeah, the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was great.
But the things that I love are the little things, like when we fixed the leaky faucet over in my apartment.
Yeah. I mean, remember that.
The new rubber flanges that you brought over because you have a huge collection down
and what
the
a pain that was to find those. I'll tell you, son. I must have went, you know, because I didn't have them in the basement. I remember telling you that, but I had to go to every hardware store in a 3-mile radius to find those rubber flanges.
I love it. I love it. But and remember the time when I came home for Christmas and we washed our car out in the freezing cold?
I remember that, son. That was great.
That was excellent.
It was a great Christmas, and I want this Christmas to be the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Me too, son.
Darn.
What would you like for Christmas, just between you and I?
Well, the toilet is leaky still. I need.
Yeah, but I got to get you something a little impractical, something a little, you know.
A little wacko?
Yeah, something, you know, for you, you alone, you know, just to go a little crazy.
Maybe some tile grout?
I'm thinking not along the hardware variety.
Oh, okay.
Not you know, I'm thinking fun.
Fun.
Wouldn't you like a new CD player or something?
Well, you know, the one you gave me last year is working out great, Dad.
Well, one for the car.
I don't have one in my car, but you know, it's not safe to drive with those CDs blasting.
Why is that?
Well, because you make bad left-hand turns.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this, son.
Well,
there's something the son could still teach his father.
Yeah, that's
right. This is great.
Listen, this great?
What do you say we go get the dog and we go outside and play some Frisbee?
All right. That's excellent, man.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
I love you.
I love you too, kid.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you how happy I was when you were born? How glad it made me?
Yes, Dad. But
okay.
You told me too late.
I told you too late. It's never too late, kid.
Well, I'm grown up now.
But you're still my son. You're still my boy.
But you can no longer influence my growth.
But doesn't it make you feel good to know that you are loved?
Yes.
Okay.
Come home soon.
Okay, son.
Bye-bye.
Hello, welcome to the air. This is your dad.
Your dad?
Hi.
Mom told me to tell you that dinner's ready.
Thanks, son. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the air. It's your dad.
Hey, I want a girlfriend for Christmas.
Son, I wish I could help you there, but that's totally up to you. You got to do some things on your own in life.
So how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing okay, son.
Okay. We listen to your show all the time.
Thanks, son.
Okay, we'll be listening. You got a good show.
Thanks.
Keep it going.
So long, kid. Hung up on my own son. Okay, well, the first installment of the Family Lineage series is coming to a quick and rapid close. Redundant, quick, rapid close. And we'll be back next week talking about other members of the family. Hello, this is your dad. I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Well, do I have to do the... Like, do the chores?
No, kid.
Okay, thanks, Dad. I'm going out. Bye.
So long. Have fun. It's the weekend. I was young once, too. Anyway, we'll be back here next week with another installment of the Family Lineage series, and maybe we'll actually talk about those qualities you would like your children to possess, or, you know, the ones you think you got from your parents, or didn't anyone ever stop you and say, hey, you know, you're just like your father in that you... Or, you know, you remind me of your mother when you... That kind of crap. All right, Fabio is here next with the Fabio program, for lack of a better title. And listen, let's just have the best Christmas ever. This is Chris T.
Initial of the woman and eating. Oh.